At 6:30, it is cloudy and 56 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A flood watch is in effect for the Tulsa area, and this could be a drought breaker for Green Country. The National Weather Service in Tulsa says we could get up to 5 inches of rain.
Multiple rounds of thunderstorms training over the same areas could lead to some significant rainfall and possible flooding.
There is the potential for severe weather in the Tulsa area later today. The Weather Service's Michael Lacey says the rain will taper off tomorrow, but it will turn unseasonably cool. Well, the spring weather brings showers and thunderstorms, and then the warmer days bring us mosquitoes.
The Tulsa Health Department's testing and spraying for mosquitoes program is about to begin. Scott Metter is the department's vector control program coordinator.
Well, we're going to start our surveillance program the first week of May. So May 1st falls on a Monday. So we're going to start putting out most of our traps out that week and begin our surveillance process.
Metter says the mosquito control program actually runs year-round, but the traps are set in spring when the insects are out and about. The testing is for mosquitoes, which are disease carriers, predominantly West Nile and Oklahoma. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa School Administration meets with patrons of the Clinton Middle School. A consolidation plan was explained last night where Clinton will be repurposed into an elementary. The plan would save the Tulsa School District money as it tries to make up an anticipated $12 million shortfall coming from the state. Three people are airlifted to a Tulsa hospital after their boats collide on Grand Lake. Justin Alberti is a spokesman for the Grand River Dam Authority.
We got a bass tournament going on the lake this week, and this collision involved two of the boats in the tournament. Two bass boats near an area of the lake called Check-In Bay.
Alberti says the victim suffered leg and trunk injuries. The GRDA Police Department will handle the investigation into yesterday's late morning crash. Charges are now filed against 45-year-old Nathan LaForce. He is accused of this week's shooting death of a Logan County deputy, David Wade. Prosecutors indicate they will seek the death penalty. Meanwhile, in that same county, a man is shot and killed by law enforcers last night during a standoff. The man was armed, according to authorities, and was threatening the officers. Our weather forecast, a flood watch for today. Thunderstorms with periods of heavy rain and a high of 62. The thunderstorms continue tonight down to 46 for an overnight low. One round of rain has moved through the Tulsa area, another approaching from the west. Right now, it's cloudy and 56. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.